Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 309 for Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Tuesday morning in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 lower, with the most active May contract checking in at $457.90 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also lower, which pressured canola. There is speculation early planting could be coming to Western Canada, which was bearish. The large crop in South America was also bearish. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which helped to limit the losses. Commercial demand for canola has been steady, while traders continue to put a weather premium into the markets ahead of spring planting due to the dry weather. About 1,800 canola contracts had traded so far. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 4 to 6 cents lower, with the May contract checking in at $9.63 a bushel. Values were lower as the soybean harvest continues in South America. Although showers are forecast for prime growing areas in Brazil, it will only delay the harvest slightly. Demand for soy meal was bullish, while a weaker U.S. dollar also sparked a bit of trading. Corn was 4 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.87 per bushel. Worries about demand for U.S. corn continue to pressure values. The strength of the U.S. dollar is weighing on exports and prices. There is talk that China has purchased a large order of corn from Ukraine. Lower ethanol production could impact the March 31st prospective plantings report. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the May contract coming in at $5.10 per bushel. Planting has started in Russia, although conditions appear a little dry so far. The situation is similar in the U.S., where the winter wheat crop badly needs some rain. China is talking about another round of economic stimulus, which would try to jumpstart their sagging economy. This could help U.S. wheat in the future. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 17th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.